My dog, Chucho, and I were at Ascension School on Wednesday to judge the Catholic Schools Week door decorating contest. At one point, a first grader in the hallway came over and petted Chucho and then scampered back into his classroom. A moment later, his teacher opened the door, looked at me, and chuckled, "Oh, it's you." Evidently, the scholar had excitedly announced to her, "There's an old man in the hall with a dog." So much for fancy titles and three theology degrees. Just an old man with a dog. Peter's protest that he's just a sinful man was one of the most self-aware things he ever said. Throughout the gospel, we learn of his faults, foibles, and frailties. He's limited, sinful, and weak. But Jesus deems him well suited for the mission, not in spite of, but because of his weakness and the humility necessary to receive the support that the Lord provides. We call that transcendent force grace. Likewise, God calls us limited, sinful, and weak with all our faults, foibles, and frailties. The question is never whether we're strong enough, but if we're weak enough. That's the paradoxical power of the Christian. It was a terrible week in Minneapolis with the killings of Jamari Rice and Amir Locke. Two families and all who love them devastated. Our black brothers and sisters slammed by another wave of trauma. More fear and outrage and grief, especially for black men and boys and mothers. I avoid moving toward the trauma by turning to 1,000 distractions, saying with Peter, "To all my troubled thoughts and feelings, depart from me," or the literal translation, "Get out of my neighborhood." What can I do, after all? I'm just an old man with a dog. But, Jesus says, go deeper. Don't move away from, but toward the deep water. Stay with the pain. Stand with those in pain. That won't be enough. More will be demanded. But it's where we begin. Enough, perhaps, for today. By the grace of God, St. Paul might say, we are where we are.